Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? Thanks for tuning into BS Sessions Volume 25. Before we begin, we must thank the sponsors of this podcast, La Terrain. They've supported us, so go support them. Use the promo code TIME2BS for a free compass with the purchase of any select timepiece. Don't forget to use that promo code at LaTerrain.com. Jack Donnelly is a music producer and engineer who specializes in rap, R&B, and pop-punk beats. You can follow him on Instagram at Jack Daniel Donnelly for more info on where to find his music. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and enjoy Volume 25 of BS Sessions. Cheers, my friend. Welcome. It's been too fucking long since I've seen you.
Mm-hmm. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, my friend. What is new? Welcome to BS Sessions.
All right.
We're going to have a good time. What is new? It's been 5 years?
Yeah.
Since I've seen you?
Yeah, probably like 5 years.
It's graduation.
Yeah. I mean, since then, a whole lot's happened, I suppose. Yeah.
What else is going on? What you been doing?
A couple schools I've gone to, working on music and the heights that it's been at.
Yeah.
The places I've worked. I think just a lot of shit has happened and for the best, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can dive deeper into that coming soon.
We graduated in the same class.
Yes.
Bayport Blue Point.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up, I mean, how was...
Yeah.
Like, we barely talked to each other.
We went to Sylvan, right?
We went to Sylvan. Yeah. You and your brother. You, myself, and your brother. We all went to Sylvan. I mean, everything has just been crazy shit.
How about
crazy
you?
Crazy shit. How you been since? Last few months, mm-hmm. even that.
But how you been since?
Not too bad.
Nope. All right. Like to hear that.
Not too bad. Always chillin'. Yeah. I mean, that's the way to go. I mean, let's talk about you getting into music. I mean,
okay.
How'd that start?
Well, my father's a musician.
Mm-hmm. I
mean, growing up, there's always music playing in the house. I feel like I dove into production first by like making beats or whatever. It's just fucking around with a MacBook and GarageBand. But starting to get the hang of it, that was about probably when we just graduated.
Okay.
Maybe even a little in senior year, I'm not sure. But then I was going to Suffolk at the time for criminal justice or whatever.
Okay.
And making music, and the music seemed more appealing and something I love to do every day, and criminal justice was not.
You were just like, oh shit, I don't want to do this, I want to do this.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm so bad at this, but I'm great at this. So.
Yeah.
So I was getting better. I wasn't great at the time. So it's kind of just like learned by like trial and error, just working with all the parametrics and all the digital workstations and shit. So after like kind of getting like a solid foundation, I think that's when I told myself, all right, like we're going to roll with this. And then that's when I decided to go to a school out in Arizona, trade school. It's called the Conservatory of Recording Arts and Sciences.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was like a 9-month program and then a 2-month internship kind of deal. So I was living in Arizona for a hot minute. I was living in Arizona.
Literally a hot minute.
Yeah, this shit was dumb hot. It was crazy.
Jesus. Now, going back to Suffolk, I mean, when did you originally find out, you know what, maybe criminal justice is not going
to
work.
I think it was after the first year. First year after that, I switched over to liberal arts just to get my associates. So I made that switch, got my associates, and now I'm like, all right, let's call it a day.
Like, all right, here we go.
Call it a day, you know, degree in the books, you know.
How was that with your family? How did your family be like, you know what?
Yeah, they were like, at first, like the whole getting out of the criminal justice, like, all right, I can get it. Like, grades aren't too hot. But from doing that, from going to that to the music school, they were like, sure you want to do this? I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking sure. Like, bro,
fuck it.
Some fucking charity.
Fuck it, let's go.
I'm like, I get it too. Like,
fuck it.
I researched the school for like 7 months before even like enrolling. And I actually went out there to an open house myself for like a weekend and just fell in love with the school. It was fucking
hell
amazing.
Yeah. It's beautiful out there too. Arizona's beautiful.
Yeah.
Where in Arizona were you?
We had two campuses, one in Tempe and one in Gilbert.
Tempe's beautiful.
Yeah.
Tempe's nice.
I had an apartment in Mesa, which is like right in the middle of the two. It was a great apartment. Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. So,
did you ever ended up going to like outside of the stage, just going,
yeah,
Red Rock Canyon, Utah? Have you ever go to Utah?
No, I never made it that far up, but I did go to the canyon. Went to the canyon.
You went to Grand Canyon?
Yeah, I mean, it was the first week I was there. As soon as I got
there,
you
were just like, fuck it, let's go.
I bought a car. Yeah, I bought a car in cash, and then it was me and Joe that were out there for the. He was there for the first week as I was moving in.
Nice.
And we just took it right to the canyon after that.
Nice. So I went through your Instagram and shit. Like, you're going all over the fucking place.
Yeah, I
travel
a lot.
Getting at the music, like, you were in, you were like Los Angeles or some
shit,
right?
Yeah, I do a lot of work in
Los
Angeles.
Were you in Miami or some shit at all? Or
no, I wasn't in Miami.
Not yet?
No, not yet. It's
not
going
yet.
For sure.
Hell yeah, man.
But yeah, I mean, I just do a lot of traveling to begin with, but for music, LA is usually the place to go to for that.
Oh yeah, because
yeah.
It's a hot music.
Yeah.
It's a hot music destination, especially
yeah.
today.
Yeah, it's always a good time out there. I had a lot of friends out there, so.
Hell yeah. Mm. Hell yeah. Now.
Shout out the gang.
Now, what kind of what kind of music do you produce mainly?
For the beats and shit I make, I would say is mostly either just hip-hop, trap, R&B, or pop-punk.
I feel like
or
you
just
would
straight
get
rock.
Jazz. I feel like you would like jazz.
Jazz, I gotta get
I
unpredictable
feel like you would
with
like
it.
Jazz.
I gotta get. Dude, jazz is cool. Yeah.
I feel like you would love jazz.
Yeah. I mean, there's no genres when we're only trying to break borders, I suppose.
But still,
yeah.
Like, jazz is coming
yeah.
back.
Oh, dude, jazz is fucking dope. You gotta respect.
Growing up, we had a very distinct music group around, you know, growing up, like. When we went to elementary school, high school, it was always like pop punk, R&B,
yeah,
shit like that. Do you consider like that the last great era of music when we were growing up? Or am I drifting?
I mean, shit has gotten weird for sure.
Yeah.
Shit has definitely gotten weird. But, I don't know. People find joy in all types of sounds.
Yeah.
So, maybe.
But hey. If you were to, like, look back at the music that we grew up with, particularly that our parents raised us with.
Yeah.
Like, your dad was, you said your dad
yeah,
was
a lot of rock, you know. A
lot of rock, a lot of.
Shit, it's timeless.
Exactly,
those
yeah.
Those two are timeless.
Exactly, yeah. Especially growing up in their time.
Yeah.
That kind of music was just great. It was great.
Yeah.
But you could say that today's music going back,
yeah. I mean, there's definitely good shit out there. There's definitely some bad shit. I think it's always been like that.
Yeah. It's always in between.
Yeah.
Always in
it's
between.
All about taste and...
It's all in between, but... speaking of hip-hop, did you see that fucking Travis Scott story?
Yeah, yeah.
The fuck happened there?
It's rough, dude.
The
he
fuck
is.
Happened?
Shit just gets wild. It's just like...
They're on some special shit, and I want some.
It is. Just, people are just going nuts out there. He is just... I've seen him in concert before. It's crazy. The energy is just wild. And people are diehard Travis Scott fans.
No
like, if he tells
shit.
You to rush the stage, you best believe
no
they're rushing
shit.
The stage.
No fucking shit.
I know. And it sucks for the families and shit.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not want to be in that situation.
Yeah, no,
fuck
absolutely
that.
Not. Even go to concerts, bro. I don't even like being GA. I like my own seat. Fucking, I'm chilling there. I don't want to be in a
fuck
pit.
Yeah.
Mosh pits are fucking crazy.
Good question for you. I mean, have you grown a new perspective on life since leaving Suffolk, leaving the island for a little bit, going to Arizona? Have you? How has life changed in your perspective?
I mean, I think it just came down to the fact that you got to do what's best for yourself, regardless who's watching. They'll watch if they want to, but...
Mm-hmm. Where you're just like, holy shit, this just happened in the blink of an eye. I got to do something about it.
Just a nice, fresh breath of air, for sure.
Yeah.
Whole new town, all these new people, share the common interest, which, that's always great. It was just eye-opening, for sure, that there's much more than Suffolk County, believe it or not.
No kidding. Everyone's nice as shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
For sure, it was kind of weird.
It was weird. Yeah. It's like a big culture shock. Like,
yeah, I know.
You're not from here.
Tell me not to
fucking... I don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah, just tell me to walk this way, you know.
Walk this way, go that way, go up that mountain, go through that desert over there. Don't hit that cactus over there. Just do something.
No, it's telling me to go fuck myself in the city. Like, yeah, it's crazy. It's always nice.
Everyone's like, oh, how you doing, lad? Like, good to see you. Yeah. It's like, shit's like, what the
fuck? So welcome. It's crazy.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It makes you look at New York like, bro, the fuck am I still doing here?
Yeah. No, bro, it's crazy.
Oh my god.
It's a good time though. It's a good time.
It is. No, I'm sure.
Definitely changes perspective.
Oh my god.
For sure.
I mean, did you learn any life lessons and all out there? Did anything just like hit you right out of the gate?
Maybe graduating, I was like, damn, I'm way better at this than I thought. Graduated with a 4.0.
Good shit.
Yeah, one of
good
the top.
Good fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we had a very smart class. Everyone had great grades, and it was just like a race to the top, honestly. We're all very engaged in the school. You were allowed to go after hours and work on the consoles and the boards and do recording sessions.
So that school was like very focused on your craft.
Yeah, so it was very hands-on work with multiple different sections of audio, live audio, music production, gaming production, post-production, broadcasting. There's a whole bunch of different ways you can go about it.
All right.
Audio business.
Nice.
Yeah.
How would you describe the audio making process? Like, what goes into creating music? What goes into creating the beats and everything and eventually producing the song? What goes into that?
I guess starting off with your basic, your maybe whether you make your own samples or you take a sample and flip it. But I like to start off with a nice melody, something that's easy on the ears. I think that most artists will, you know, be engaged to. From there, rock with, find the key, the BPM, build it from there, make your drums. Do all that, all your elements. You don't want to put too much. I found out less is more. You don't want to crowd anything, because I'm sure the vocalist will probably put a lot.
That's true.
Of fillers in.
So. What kind of vocalist do you usually go with?
It just depends who is it's for, or I mean, anyone could really adjust themselves to.
This is true.
The beat, yeah.
This is true. Have you ever thought of getting into vocalists, or are you just like, nah, I'm going to stay
with Yeah, man, I have a lot of music out there, actually.
No shit!
Yeah, bro, I have...
been slacking, my bad.
I have a lot of music out... not a lot, I have like 15 songs out.
Good shit.
I have an album...
collab with Merce.
Yeah, we've had a couple sessions before.
No shit! Wow, yeah, I've been really slacking, my bad.
Yeah, we've had a couple sessions. We've been actually talking recently, we're trying to get back in.
Nice!
So, yeah, we're definitely going to be getting back in.
Good
see that he's
deal.
Dropping a lot of music. We love to hear that shit.
Good deal.
Him and Bones are a great team.
Oh yeah.
And I always love fucking chopping up with them. They're the
fuck
best.
Yeah. I pitched a song idea to Merce. Someone like telling a story about where we came from, because you know.
Yeah.
People that listen to be like, oh, we're how do we know each other? We grew up in the same area, Bayport Blue Point.
Yeah.
And you would consider that community to be a tight fucking community. I mean,
absolutely.
You saw that shit in real life.
Yeah.
Back 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
When the whole Gabby Potato situation happened.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, we are really a big
dysfunctional
family when you think about it.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Shit was crazy. Absolutely.
Fuck. Were you in Arizona at the time, or were you still back on the island?
For this, yeah. I was here. Yeah.
You were here?
Yeah, I was here. I've been back from Arizona for quite some time. But, you know, I was here for that.
You remember Brian, right? Like, you...
Yeah, I mean, I remember Gabby. I was a good friend with her.
Shit.
Like, from about... Maybe 7th, 8th grade up in... Maybe, you know, probably 6th grade to, like... 10th grade, we were great friends. Like, I used to go to her family's for dinner. Her mom reached out to me when she was missing, asking me to gather up like a bunch of contact information from friends that we had back then, like our like friend group. I was like, absolutely, of course I can do that.
Of course.
Absolutely, anything you need. And when I went to the funeral, it was just fucking... Or the wake. Yeah. Shit was fucking heartbreaking.
Course.
Yeah, it's tough seeing the parents.
When that news initially hit that she went missing on the 10th of September.
Yeah, I was just like,
how did that hit you?
I think I was more in shock where I couldn't even like get myself to realize what was actually happening. I was just like, this is just far beyond me.
Like, that can't be right. Like, coming from the era that we grew up in.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
Yeah. The last couple words that I had with her was her telling me about a song I just released and how much she loved it, how much her fam loved it. So I was like, damn, that's been my last things with her. Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we graduated in the same class as Brian.
Yeah.
And, you know, most people that... knew him, like you and I. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how your relationship was with Brian.
Yeah.
Back in middle school and high school. I mean, how was it?
He was
always quiet, right?
He was always quiet, and then I mean, there were times I think it was like middle school, actually, like late middle school. He lived a couple blocks over, so he would walk with me and a couple other people all the way down, and we would. Yeah. He was always a nice kid. We always let him hang with us.
He was always fucking chill.
Yeah, I mean,
he was chill.
He was really nice. Always polite.
Yeah.
And he was too nice. I don't know.
Yeah.
He was too nice.
I don't blame you. He was too nice, but it was like... He always had reasons to give like a good conversation. He knew his shit.
Yeah.
When it comes to the things that you were talking about.
Yeah.
But it was... I admit, when I first heard the news of when Gabby disappeared, I had to first look into the yearbook. I was like, wait a minute, why does she sound familiar?
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I remember her. She had a fucking Instagram with Brian. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, like, oh yeah. It's like, more than likely him.
I was texting people back and forth. I was texting the fucking Sean Lee. He was like, you don't think this shit is real, right? It's like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I don't know what turns out. It's fucking happened.
I can't believe he was literally like someone in our fucking class, and also, I mean, come to think that he was literally like the most wanted man fucking America.
In America right now,
it's like, yo, what? Like,
it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, well, our town? What?
Like, what? Blue Point? What?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That shouldn't happen, though.
No, like, that shit was wild.
Like, you would think of like Patchogue back in the day, but that's about it.
I don't know, just some bigger towns, you know. Like, I don't know.
Well, Patchogue, when you were growing up, was bad.
Yeah, I mean, back like way
back
when we were younger, because now it's a fucking. That's really
popping.
Nice. Yeah,
that's popping.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially like go towards like West Main Street. It's like
yeah, it's mad nice.
Popping. Yeah.
I fucking now Patchogue's like my second home. Fuck with Patchogue. That's my shit. A lot of people out there, the homies, fuck with them.
Don't blame me. Port Jeff for me, I'll find my way to Port Jeff every now and then.
Port Jeff's nice.
Port Jeff is very nice. Yeah,
Port Jeff is nice.
Especially if you go towards the harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, absolutely. Yeah.
Maintenance restaurants over there.
Yeah.
I don't know how the bars are. I've only been to a few of them, but...
I haven't really been to any of the bars. I just show by the harbor from time to time.
Yeah, no, the harbor's the mayonnaise.
I just show by the harbor. Do you have any life lessons that you live by? Whenever you're working on your music, whatever you're working on, you know, just school, work, life, music in general.
Some life lessons.
That you try to teach yourself or people have taught you.
I don't know.
That's a tough question.
I'm trying to, I mean, on the music side, I definitely genuinely stay pretty open to everything.
Yeah.
Regardless if it's right or wrong. Because it doesn't really matter in the music side, because you just do what sounds good. Mm-hmm. As far as just life-wise, though.
But you don't let people tell you what your music sounds like.
You just do
my thing. You listen. What's best for your music.
What I think is best.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you should
do. For that,
do.
Yeah. What is it?
Keep going, my bad.
What was I going to say? As far as, like, I don't know, work, I do. I've been bartending a lot. It's just easy money, easy to talk to people. One thing learned from that, though, is that you never know who you're talking to. So that's why I always treat everyone with respect.
Mm-hmm.
Until they give me a reason not to. But for the most part, I could probably get something out of someone.
Yeah.
Always. So.
Did you ever... What's one conversation that you remember from bartending that just sticks with you?
I actually had these regulars. They were the people that told me about the school I went to.
Oh shit!
That was how I found out, was through regulars, and they're like, "Hey, your stepson actually is into the same type of stuff you are." Because I would talk to them all the time about what I do and check that. And they're like, "Oh, like you should really look into this," and that's how I actually came across that school.
Fuck yeah!
You know, I do. So that was definitely a power move there.
Fuck yeah!
What did you do?
There's a lesson that I just taught myself, is I've been doing daily reminders or thoughts of the day or some shit, like life lessons.
Yeah.
That's why I asked you about like life lessons, and one of the things that I taught myself is, you know, life is like a glass of whiskey.
Okay.
Per se. You never rush it. You enjoy it. Because if you rush it, it'll come back to burn you.
All right. I like that, actually. That's nice.
Or, speaking of cigars...
cigar time.
Oh.
Let's go.
I got butane torch lighters. Pick one, man.
I'll do whatever. No matter me.
Right for you. Right for me.
Wow. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
I'll get the thick one. This is a good one.
This is a good one?
That's a really good one, yeah. I don't fucking care.
Alright, fuck it.
Fuck yeah, man. Just don't burn my place.
No, sounds good. You got an ashtray?
Yeah, I'll go get one. I get like a bowl.
Word.
Enjoy, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a bowl for the ash right there. This is being a lot of ash.
How are you?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. You are a cigar person. I can definitely see that. You are definitely a cigar person.
It's good stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday nights, man.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
Fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that, my friend. But speak of cigars, life is like a good cigar.
Okay.
You never rush it.
Or
you always enjoy it.
Or inhale.
That too.
Yeah.
That too. Don't inhale it. Don't inhale. But thank God I got the windows open. Thank God I do.
So what you been doing for work?
Welding. Welding. And you see all the sculptures I got lying around over
there. Yeah.
There's some shit. I got fucking key bucket right there. I got fucking sculptures at the wazoo. There's a pole dancer.
Nice.
Right over there.
Nice.
You people listening are like, what the fuck is he talking about? But
you might want to show him,
No, I swear to God, seriously. No, pole dancer. Swear to God.
Yeah.
So, friend of mine, long time, very early guest of the podcast, this individual made me build them a pole dancer.
Okay.
I completely forgot to deliver it to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck, now it's just sitting here. I gotta deliver it eventually.
Yeah.
It will happen sometimes.
Yeah.
It will happen eventually. I don't know when. But it will happen. These are great lighters.
Yeah, no, these are fantastic.
Fucking $10 lighters, man.
So, I want to dive in about what I've been doing for work. I mean, right now I'm currently like freelancing and shit.
Yeah.
And just working on a bunch of my own music. But as soon as I got out of school, did an internship at at Jimi Hendrix's studio.
Nice.
At Electrical 80. So a lot of famous people. A lot of people that are still working probably cannot talk about it, but
No, don't worry about it.
I could probably tell you who was there, but I mean that was man.
If you can't talk about it, then we don't talk about it because to save your ass and to save my ass. More importantly, to save your ass because you're the one that's been talking to my ass.
Yeah, I just saw a lot of people and
good shit.
And did a lot of things for them. And it was just a fucking crazy experience. A lot of history and culture in that building. They definitely take care of that building.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, a river runs underneath it.
Nice,
pretty
really?
Weird, yeah.
Where was this place?
It's in Greenwich.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's fucking beautiful four-floor studio.
It's in Connecticut, right? Just making sure.
No, it's in that city.
Oh, really?
In Manhattan.
No shit, really?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck!
Mm-hmm.
I could go there eventually.
Yeah, no, really nice studio. I worked there for a couple months too. Because we weren't able to graduate school unless we finished our internship.
Okay.
And that's where I did mine.
Okay,
cool.
For
a while. But I didn't see myself moving up in that company. I wasn't a big fan of the management and the ownership, so I was like, yeah, not going to happen for me. But
I was like, oh yeah, let's see where this shit goes.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's good for me. But as time went on, I found myself working at a recording studio in Times Square, top floor, called the Penthouse Recording Studio.
Fuck yeah.
Had some great memories there. A couple friends of mine worked there. They put in a good word to the boss. The boss hit me up, said you should come work here. So I did. And I was full-time engineering there. And, it was good. It's the same studio. You ever watch the Notorious B.I.G. movie? Where Biggie's yelling over the top of, like, the building. He's like, yo, Pac, come up. So that's the studio I worked at.
Nice.
Top floor.
Really?
Top floor. Used to take the elevator every day where Tupac got shot in.
Good shit.
Yeah, so that was pretty wild working there.
Now, does that studio work just only specifically for music, or does it work for radio, too?
Because
I'm looking to get into radio eventually.
They don't have, like, anything like that, but they can record podcasts. Like,
okay, good deal.
They, we had a podcast going on for a long time. There's a bunch of the workers there. And,
nice!
I'm not sure if they still have it, but, shout out to them.
Fuck yeah.
They, good people. But, they do... I recorded like a whole ass fucking orchestra there, so I mean anything works. Like, I mean commercials or a couple great hits were recorded there. Some Don Toliver, fucking Lil TJ, some of their gold or platinum songs are recorded there.
Good shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is a cigar night. This is a good cigar night.
Cigars are nice.
Hell yeah.
Fuck them.
Fuck yeah. It smells great in here.
Yeah. Nice little incense.
Fuck yeah. You know, I could never stand the smell of cigarettes, but my dad used to smoke cigars.
Okay.
My dad used to smoke cigars all the fucking time. And I remember distinctly the smell of it. Every time I would go out, like, golfing with him or go on the boat with him, I would always smell a good cigar. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a good cigar.
Oh, yeah.
You golf? What?
You golf?
Used to. I used to golf. I'm trying to get back into golf.
Sure, yeah, look.
I have clubs.
Golf is fun.
I swear I did. I have a set of golf clubs. My uncle gave me one for my 17th birthday. I have yet to use them.
Oh, dude.
I'm like, what the hell?
Start off, go to Topgolf or something,
Oh.
Run the range, Topgolf.
We just got a Topgolf here.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
You golf?
Yeah. Yeah, I try to go as much as possible. I'm not, like, amazing. I'm not great. I'm good. I'm all right. I can keep up.
You can keep up.
I can keep up.
Like, if it's like, if par five, you're like par. You're like.
I'm bogeying. I'm double bogeying.
Okay.
Just, but, I'm a double bogey kind of player.
Yeah. I can't say shit because I've been playing golf for like 6 years.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I supposed to say?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get back into like archery, horseback riding. Nice. I did horseback riding once.
Mm-hmm.
I've always enjoyed my time with animals and shit mm-hmm. like that. Always been comfortable around the water, so eventually I want to go back and like do diving or cage diving or some shit.
Dude, that'd be sick.
Oh, that'd be fucking great. I swam with sharks.
Damn.
In Riverhead. There's an aquarium out in Riverhead Aquarium for those listening.
Yeah.
Go all the way up to the east end of the island, you'll find it. Can't miss it.
Yeah.
I did the cage there for my 18th birthday.
Oh shit.
Tell you this. That was maybe the single coolest experience of my fucking life.
Damn.
The water was freezing. It was awesome.
Damn.
And they just came right up to me. It's like, what's this guy right here?
Fucking shit in my pants. I'm like, yo.
Well, they don't bother you unless you bother them.
Yeah, I mean.
That's simple. Simple shit. They're like bees.
Yeah. Just big ass fucking bees. Fucking jaws.
Well, the common mistake that people make is that we sharks mistaken us for like seals. That's the common mistake that people
make.
That the sharks, like, if you go swimming out like the ocean or some shit that's having shark infested waters, they mistaken you for seals, particularly surfers, because if you look from the bottom, you can see why.
True. Yeah.
You get to see it does why.
Look, yeah, the belly.
But
that's funny. Yeah.
It's a great whip button when you think about it.
Yeah.
You want me to get you another beer?
I'll do one more. Yeah, yeah.
Push it. Alright, let's see what I got. Get my fat ass out of the couch.
One more, you know. Never hurt nobody.
I'm not that fat anymore.
I was chilling.
Oh yeah, we're comfy. Chilling, man. Well, I'm not that fat anymore. Good fucking deal, I got you. There you go, man. Yeah, last time you saw me, I was like 220, maybe pushing 240.
Okay.
But, like, I gained a shit ton of weight.
Uh-huh.
And then I lost it all.
That's dope.
Yeah. Yeah. Life goes on.
Yes, sir.
Life goes on, man, right? What was your biggest motivation? Or who was your biggest motivation or inspiration to keep going? When it comes to music or life?
I think it just might be the man in the mirror, bro. I think it just might be myself.
Good shit.
You know? I think it just... I don't think anyone really... I mean, I'm sure there's people that push me and keep me in line or whatever. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to be better.
You know? Did you ever get in your face like, don't fucking do that, do this shit?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Every now and then, you know.
He'll get in your face.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, you don't want the smoke. Nah, he's good people. Like, but yeah, ultimately, just trying to out-compete myself, I guess, you know?
Which, be the best person you can be, the best you can be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way of putting it.
Yes, I must say. That's probably my answer there. Yeah.
A good cigar.
Yeah, it's good. Do a couple ribs, you know, get back to it.
Well, enjoy a good cigar like you enjoy life.
Exactly.
That's the way to put it.
Excellent. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm shocked the smoke alarm hasn't gone off yet. It's like screaming.
Damn.
It's right behind you.
Good to see that shit work.
Shocked. By the way, you can't see on YouTube, but there are Christmas lights all throughout the fucking room that they just broke. I just broke.
Damn.
I've had them up for a year and a half.
Damn. I mean, Christmas right around the corner. End of the month.
Well, like, what the hell?
Yeah, man. I need another fucking... another couple bulbs, you know?
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. Did you ever have any doubts going on the music journey?
Yeah. I mean... shit is a cutthroat industry. For sure. I dodged my way out of a couple contracts.
Really?
Yeah, that were totally just bullshit.
So you can't discuss the contracts, especially on here.
No, I think I probably can because I never signed them. So, shit. I mean,
you don't have to. You don't have to. If you don't, there was a
couple ones that were bullshit. It was like one would be the person owning 100% of my masters for X amount of time, which is just fucking bullshit.
Yeah, fuck that.
And it's just no room for fucking any growth or movement. Yeah, they thought they can get us placements, but the thing is with placements, say they like their song and they wanted to put it in a Netflix show or some shit.
Okay.
The only thing between me and Netflix is a sync license, which the other engineers...
Music is a dirty business.
Which the other engineers or people didn't study things I studied, didn't know that you needed to do that. But the person that was in the middle will say, hey, listen, I have a sync license, you give me the music, and I'll get you the placement. Opposed to me, what I did was I left that studio and got my sync license and just do it myself.
Pitch music myself. So you pulled like a full-on Thanos, and you're like, fine, I'll do the shit myself.
Absolutely.
Fuck
yeah. Absolutely. So, I mean, the only thing in between now is just me and these companies.
Okay.
Could be, you know... Maybe I'll have a song in a movie, or have a song in a commercial, or maybe it's for... I mean, the prices are high.
So. But they can fuck you over, basically.
Mm.
They realistically have the power to fuck you over.
I guess. I mean, in the small terms. But these things that I pitch towards, like, these like commercials, whatever, I make them specifically for that. So I could make a beat, they'll rock with it, and I'll never see it again. Jesus. I get my payout, and that's fine.
Fuck.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
It's fine, you know.
It's like a one-time thing.
I make them custom tailored to what they ask for.
Like a fucking go.
It's like, they'll give me like a brief description.
Basically.
Work that, and I give my input, and if they fuck with it, then they buy it for a couple $1,000, you know.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's good. Quick money. Yeah, it
could be anything from $5,000 to $20,000 or royalties.
It's a fucking deal.
Yeah, it's fucking easy. All I gotta do is spend like a half an hour on my laptop. Okay. Whatever. I mean, I have a bunch of things in the, you know, the storage that I can just pull up.
You ever have like a fishbowl full of like pieces of paper full of beets? You're like, let's dig into the fishbowl, see what I can come up with today.
Exactly. Get a whole folder full of shit. And whatever I think fits it. We'll
should try that. Should try to get like a glass fishbowl filled with like piece of paper of like
the names of everything. Yeah.
Beets. Or have one fishbowl be of genre and then another fishbowl be...
That's actually a great idea.
I just thought of that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's
a damn good idea.
I think a good like TikTok thing. Like,
damn!
That would be a very good TikTok idea.
Good. Get like two fishbowls.
I can just grab it on that because I'm not... I'm going to have to take that.
No, I'm telling you. You that's would rock idea. Jazz. I'm telling you. You seem like a jazz kind of guy.
I can get down with that. Maybe I'll go home and do that later.
Julian Vaughn. Should look him up.
Okay.
Julian Vaughn on YouTube or Apple Music.
Okay.
Bass guitarist. Oh my god.
I'm into it.
I listen to that shit all the time. If you want like good upbeat, smooth jazz.
Yeah, man.
Love that shit. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Love that shit.
You got it.
Did you ever have? we're big on mental health on Time to BS and BS Sessions. Uh-huh. Is there any stories that you can share regarding some shit that you may have dealt with throughout the last maybe 5 years, graduating high school and going through college and everything? Were there moments of just like too much pressure get to you?
I try not to let it get to me. I can't really think back on a time where
it smells great in here, by the way.
Yeah, can't really think on a time that I let all the energy kind of like pent up and just like kind of break down. I think that I just like to have an easy perspective on things and try to let things not get to me, or any doubts or, you know, comments or whatever. But
so basically, you've tried to not let shit get to you.
I just try to not overthink anything or let things get to me. Kind of just like, literally, just like to fucking chill. Just like,
I don't blame you.
Yeah,
I don't blame you.
Just like to ease up. You know?
Fuck yeah. So. That's basically a lesson that you've taught yourself and you can teach others. It's like, don't let shit get to you.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good lyric. If you were to put that in a lake, don't let shit get
there. Maybe that's me, my next pop punk song.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I do love pop punk, man.
I don't play it growing
up. There was a lot of time this past year that I've been trying to do like a song a month, release song a month.
Nice.
And since like February, March to like August, I would do one hip hop song 1 month, one pop punk, and then another hip hop. So I would just do go back and forth every month, see what engage more listeners. I found to see that was kind of like the same, but my last song is probably my most popping at the moment. It's a hip hop song with this girl named Clara. Okay. She was born in Virginia. I met her in L.A. She's friends with all the friends. She is dope, a great vocalist, and we have a couple tracks together, and we just passed 25,000 on Spotify.
Nice.
Yeah, we are up there. We are climbing.
Good fucking deal.
Yeah, you got on a couple playlists, and that shit just took off.
I got a 1,200 song playlist, which is stuff.
Damn.
Just stuff. Apple Music, I'm telling you, it's great. Smooth Radio on Apple Music.
I had Apple Music for the longest time. Tight. I got locked out of my account. Now I can't get back in. So now I'm on Spotify.
Good shit.
Yeah, fuck it. My number two track, though, on Spotify right now is a pop punk track. So
Smooth Radio.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Cut the logo right there.
Nice.
1,200 songs. Was it 90? No, that's not it. That's not what I want. 91 hours and 23 minutes of music.
It's a long fucking time.
Hey, man, when you're doing shit, you gotta just hit shuffle and see where it goes from there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
1,200 songs in one playlist, just hit shuffle and see where it goes.
Yeah, now you'll be good for a while.
Oh, you'll be good for a long while.
Yeah.
Trip to Arizona in the back.
Yeah, something like that.
3 days of like three and a half days of music.
Fuck that. That's so much time.
Fuck that.
I would not want to travel. I don't know about everyone would travel across the country. Like, drive. I always flew.
I would not drive. I mean, you could fly in. You could fly to one spot and then drive the rest of the way.
Yeah,
you could do that and then fly the way back home.
Yeah, I'm going flying. I'll just do that. Fly. I'm just gonna fly. Yeah. So
I don't blame you. I would be too.
Oh fuck yeah!
But you get more time to sleep.
Yeah.
You get more time to sleep.
Be in a fucking car for that one.
So
fuck that.
Great story. Before I ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Vegas a few years back.
Nice.
And I just fell asleep. Fell asleep on the flight. I listened to some music, and by the time I woke up, I was like, oh, we're here? Shit.
That's it.
Missed it. Meanwhile, my dad was like, oh, you missed the Grand Canyon. He's like, what the fuck?
Oh, he should have woke you up for that shit.
Should have woke me up for that. What the fuck?
Damn. Hey, yo, that's crazy.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm sure you passed a bunch of shit, man.
Well, we already went. We went to the Grand Canyon, but I'm telling you, I mentioned Utah earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Zion National Park in Utah.
Yeah, my brother wants to go
over
there. Hey, my brother wants to go there.
Beats the Grand Canyon.
Yeah,
beats it by far. Because the sunset when it hits Zion National Park, everything turns purple.
Oh, that's sick.
Everything turns purple.
That's nice.
Beautiful, beautiful shit. Best pictures I ever took were in Zion.
Word.
And it's a steep-ass canyon.
Yeah.
It's a wide canyon.
That's pretty dope.
But it's not as big as the Grand Canyon, but it's beautiful. It's
yeah.
Gorgeous. And it's something about that fresh desert air.
Yeah.
It's just dry heat. It's great.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to get there. I want to go to Colorado. That's definitely on the list.
Colorado's beautiful. Legal weed.
Definitely want to go there. I want to go to Red Rock.
Red Rock's nice.
Yeah, I want to see what the stadium's like. Or the arena, whatever the fuck
it is. Stadium, Coliseum, what the fuck is it called? I don't know. It's a bowl.
It is a bowl. It's
a fucking bowl.
Valley.
Fuck yeah. What are some, before we end the show, as we're like 40, almost 45 minutes in, what are some lessons and some advice that you can give to give our listeners out there for those that want to go on their own journey but don't know how?
Okay. I would say you're always going to be uncomfortable making these moves, and that's okay. No change has ever happened being comfortable. So, with that being said, I feel that you will find yourself in certain states that you just don't feel right in, and that's okay. And you're just going to have to push past that, whether it's financially or, like, mentally. I just don't think you can let those things get to you, because it'll always work out.
Mm-hmm.
And only if you believe, and you have to commit to yourself and commit to these things that, whether, you know, it works or not, you just have to stay true to it, and I think good things will come from that.
Good fucking deal.
Yeah, I think they'll...
Good fucking deal. This was fun.
Yeah, man.
This was fun.
Yeah, man.
I like this. I like doing these. Jack, thank you so much for doing this.
Of course, really no problem. My you man. Got it, absolutely.
Thank you for joining us for BS Sessions Volume 25. Cheers to everyone out there. Cheers to you, my friend.
Cheers, mate.
Been too long. We'll be sure to do these again sometime soon. Volume 26 is up next.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for that. You'll like that shit.
Got it. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for joining us, lads and lasses. Maybe we'll see you around next time.